From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone a-fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
I got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. And now, here he is, the man with ears just one block apart, old Smiley Burnett.
Look who's talking about my ears. You look like a loving cup, you know that? When you walked in here yesterday, I wondered whether you was going to walk or fly out, I'll tell you that. Say, you know, Joe?
Yeah.
The other day, I sent my shirt to the laundry and I left my address book in the pocket.
Oh, my, that's too bad.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Today, I got it back and there's 12 new names and addresses in it. All good ones, too, boy. Yeah. There was a note from the manager of the laundry, too.
Oh, what did it say?
It said, "Dear Smiley, if you don't pay your laundry bill before next week, we will put too much starch in your collar."
Boy, that'll cut you, won't it?
I've been having lots of trouble with laundry. Shrinking all my clothes just makes me so mad. Last week, I found a railroad spike, and I tied a note to it and sent to the laundry, and I said, "Just try to shrink this."
You did, huh? Well, yeah. What happened?
I got a carpet tack back yesterday.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me?
Delivering a little package for Cy Simon, see, and I walks up to the door and I knocks on the door and there's a little girl there and I knock a couple times and I said to the little girl, I said, "Is your mother home?" She said, "Sure is." So I knocked again. I must have knocked 3 or 4 minutes and I turned to this kid and I said, "Hey, kid, I thought you said your mother was home." She said, "She is. I don't live here."
Say, listen, Smiley, tell me. I want to ask you something, boy. Are you very good at riddles?
Oh, the best you ever saw.
Well, good. I want to ask you something. What's very important, very interesting, and then goes by in a hurry.
That's easy, Joe. It's a message from our sponsor.
Thank you.
a selection from a group that I predict will go a long way.
They'll have to.
And if I wasn't busy, I'd go with them, you know? Yeah, the good old whippoorwills now. Lady, is that what it is? Lovely?
Lonely.
Lonely?
Lonely.
Lonely little petunia?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, an onion patch, an onion patch. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, and all I do is cry all day. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. The air's so strong it takes my breath away. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, an onion patch, an onion patch. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, and all I do is cry all day.
Advertised in the Freeman paper for a secretary. Well, sir, there ain't too many girls that can qualify for a job like that out in the little town of Freeman, and I thought Ned was pretty lucky when three different ones answered the advertisement. Of course, Ned, he wanted to put on airs a little bit, so he asked me to sit in on the interview with him, and I got all dressed up and everything. So when the first girl comes in the office, why, Ned, he ups and asks her, he says, what was two and two? She answered four. Then Ned, he called the next girl in, he asked her the same question, and she says, 22. Then he asked the last girl in, and she answered the question like this. She said, well, now, it might be 4, and it might be 22. When it was all over, I said, well, Ned, now, which one of them girls did you think was the smartest? Which one do you want? Why, he said, Smiley, don't be silly. I want the one with the blonde hair and the blue eyes. Oh, I'm a-fixing to get out of my department plumb good today. I'm going to get into the kind of songs you fellas sing. This one I wrote myself called I Know It, But Does She? I spend a lot of time in her sitting room telling her what she means to me. I know I'm simply crazy about her. I know it, but does she? She knows I've told a lot of other cuties that old line about the bride-to-be. This time I know I'm on the level. I know it, but does she? And I see those pretty eyes have a twinkle when I hold her hand and plead my case. I can tell she thinks I'm an expert, but I'm losing out all over the place. The right approach at present is elusive. Confidentially, I'm up a tree. I know that she's the one I'm gonna marry. I know it, but does she? Well, I spend a lot of time in her sitting room telling her what she means to me. I just know I'm simply crazy about her. I know it, but does she? Now she knows I've told a lot of other cuties that line about the bride-to-be. This time I know I'm on the level. I know it, but does she? And I see those pretty eyes have a twinkle when I hold her hand and plead my case. I can tell she thinks I'm an expert, but I'm losing out all over the place. Now the right approach at present is elusive. Confidentially, I'm up a tree. I know that she's the gal I'm gonna marry. I know it, but does she?
Thank you.
did you ever hear that expression that you sow what you reap?
No, never heard.
You have to. No. Everybody knows that. You sow what you... But that ain't true.
Not, huh?
No, sir. You know why? I sowed some flower seeds, and you should see all the weeds I got now. We've had lots of fun here today. Everybody had fun?
Yeah.
Good time had by all. Yes, sir. We'd like to take this opportunity and invite all of you to come again with us when we're on the radio here. Yes, sir. This old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me. I'll dare you to talk about me.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown, the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.